Beit Yerushalmi, corresponding to Beit Zababli Daf Yud Dalet. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin Amud Beis at the second Mishnah, Beshem Ha'imim Tavlin. Beshem Ha'imim Tavlin Nidochin B'Medoich Shal Etz V'Hamelach V'Pach U'Be'Etz Ha'Po'o. Beshem Ha'imim says that spices may be crushed in a wooden grinder, but salt may only be crushed in an earthenware with a wooden ladle, since the salt could have been crushed before Yom Tov. Beisilo say that there's no change required for crushing spices, while salt requires a wooden grinder. Gemara says that v'yidoich me'esmol, why not crush it before Yom Tov? Why did Beisilo permit it on Yom Tov? Chevaya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan shetaman ma'ar. The Chevaya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, answered that if it would be crushed before Yom Tov, it would be bitter to use. And a second answer is Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, that it loses its taste, and accordingly even bitter spices may be crushed on Yom Tov. Shmuel shachak al sitra de meduchta. Shmuel would crush salt on the side of the grinder. Rav Omar kol hanedochin nedochin kedarkon. Rav said all foods that are usually ground may be ground in the regular fashion. Rav Chuna, Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Imi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ashum v'ashechlayim v'achardal nedochin kedarkon. Rav Chuna, Rabbi Yirmiya, and Rabbi Imi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that garlic, cress, and mustard may be crushed in the regular fashion. Rabbi Avohu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, ha'oise, aluntin, v'shabbos, chayev, mishum, marakia. Rabbi Avohu, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that one who makes aluntin, which is old wine, clear water, and a palsam wine, on Shabbos, is liable for mixing it, which is a melacha of lisha. Ha b'yom tef mutter, that implies that yom tef is permitted. Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya, ha'oise, aluntin, b'yom tef, Osa Misham Maraka. Rabbi Chizkiya, quoting Rabbi Yirmiya, said that it's prohibited to make a luntin on Yom Tov because of mixing. Yitzchak Dehava Shal Rabbi Yochanan Mao Mishchoik Kundutun B'Yemetava. Rabbi Yitzchak Dehava asked Rabbi Yochanan, may one crush Kundutun, which is a mixture of wine, honey, and spices, on Yom Tov? Amalei Shari V'Yavlei V'Anashtaya. Rabbi Yochanan responded, it's permitted, and if you're doubtful, give it to me and I'll drink it. Quoting Rabbi Shua ben Levi, said it's permitted. Rabbi Zeira, by coining Rabbi Avohu, manda avid tavos lo shachik le me'esmol. Rabbi Zeira asked Rabbi Avohu, should one who wishes to act correctly crush kundutun before Yom Tov, as on Yom Tov is prohibited? Amalei, in, Rabbi Avohu said yes. Mechafa should say to Rabbi Avohu, hachu ama shari, v'hachu ama asa. The Gemara asked that the opinion of Rabbi Avohu has been reversed. There, he said to Yitzhak Dehava, that it's permitted, and here he said to Rabbi Zeira that it's prohibited and one should crush it before Yom Tov. Elav again, Rabbi Abo yada de Zeira machamer ve'inun machamrim began Cain who avad the kavasehon. The Gemara answers that since Rabbi Abo knew that Rabbi Zeira was stringent and the custom in that place was to be stringent, he was stringent like them, although according to the letter of the law, it's permitted. If the by meima hochein, amalei man de boy daev tav le shachik le min de esmol. Some explain Rabbi Zeira's comment to Rabbi Avohu that he was saying that one who wants to make good kundutun should not crush it early as the taste becomes diminished.
Rabbi Zeira shal, lekala joima avid Rabbi Yudda Nasiya, shachaku mara kundutun b'yemetava. Rabbi Zeira asked Kala the Sadhana, a servant of Rabbi Yudda Hanasi, whether Rabbi Yudda would grind a kundutun soup on Yom Tov. Amalei in v'chol minei sikrigim. Kala replied yes, and many types of roots and spices that Kala food. Yitzchak Rav Lazar b'shem Rav Imi avoid Rav Avdoma desipoyri ma pligin leten sli halakadei remuta. Rav Yitzchak and Rav Lazar, quoting Rav Imi, the father of Avdoma of desipoyri, said that Beishamai and Beis Hillel disagree over crushing salt for roasting. However, even Beishamai permit crushing a small quantity to flavor a dish. Rav Nochum and Rav Shmuel ba Abba boy Hada atrisa liyavish asa lekadei remuta. Rav Nochum and Rav Shmuel ba Abba asked, is it prohibited to crush spices for hard dough if he wishes to dry it in an oven to make a kutach, if you're going to crush it before Yom Tov? However, to do so in order to cook the dough in a pot would be permitted. Aliad aliad tzricha, and the question concludes by saying, but is it permitted if he wishes to dry a small quantity of dough to eat it immediately with kutach? And the question remains unresolved. The next Mishnah says, Abayu akitnes b'yom tov, b'shamay o'imim, b'yu o'ichel v'o'ichel. Mishnah says that one who selects beans on Yom Tov, Mishnah says that he may select the food from the refuse and eat. Mishnah says that he selects it in his regular way, into his lap or into a pot, but not on a board, nor with a sieve or sifter. af madiach v'sheila. Rabbi Gamliel said he may even submerge the beans in water and then draw out the refuse. Rabbi Gamliel said, Rabbi Yonah, boy, asakem b'shabbos ad b'shamay, mahu she'chayev. Rabbi Yonah asked, according to b'shamay, if on Shabbos he selected the food from the refuse and ate, would he be liable for the malach v'boira? Rabbi Yosef, v'lama loy, ilo asakem b'shabbos ad b'shilel, she'mein chayev ha'chayev. Rabbi Yosef replied, why not? According to Beis Hillel, if he did so on Shabbos, the case of Beis Hillel permitted doing on Yom Tov, in the case would he not be liable? Here also he is liable. Amma mana yeus amma Rabbi Yonah should say, abba le'aisir ela al de Beis Shammai la mehuta mechal de Breira b'yom tov le'huta mechal b'yom Shabbos. The mana said, my father Rabbi Yonah spoke correctly. It's only a question according to Beis Shammai. Why would it be permitted on Yom Tov but not on Shabbos? If one separated food from another food, Chizkiya said that he's liable as the food that he rejects and viewed as refuse. Rabbi Yochanan said that he's exempt. They only disagree if he selects it for later, but if he selects it to eat immediately, all agree they'll be permitted. The Gemara says that there's a price that disagrees with Chizkiya. He may select and eat, or select and leave on the table. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Tepate, Kishayu Ochim, Ochim, Mishoina, Mishoina. The Gemara answers that Rabbun Bachia, quoting Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, said that the Braisa can be referring to when the guests are eating them as soon as he leaves them on the table, in which case he's selecting for immediate use. Baha Tani Ravachala Yogo Eskal Oisa Amin. The Gemara asks another question in the Braisa, as long as he does not select that entire type and separate one type from the other, while he may only select to eat or to leave on the table to eat. And the Braisa ends by saying, if he did this, means he selected the entire type on Shabbos, then he's liable. According to Chizkiya, the reason is he's liable is because he's selecting in the regular fashion on Shabbos by taking food from food. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, the reason is because if he selects elsewhere in the regular fashion, he's liable. So here he's liable, since he's leaving some behind on the table, so it looks like he is taking refuge in the food. According to Chizkiya, would one be liable for selecting round items from round items, or pomegranates from pomegranates? And the Gemara concludes with, if yes, then what about separating people from amongst other people? The Gemara does not answer this. What do we conclude from this? That all agree to Imi to be stringent. Imi have a lay ochin, afak kumehoim, tumasin, or fusilaya. When Imi once had guests, he brought out for them lupin beans together with their refuse, which are also edible. Amaloin yabun da atroin, da asin, mechal, kundasaya, besefa. He said to them, be sure to eat the refuse at the end and remove the food from the refuse to eat now. Ani ein boivim, Rabbi says one may not select, grind, or sift on Yom Tov. One who performs one of these, on Shabbos he would receive stoning, and on Yom Tov he would receive 40 lashes. The Gemara asks in the Mishnah that Beis Hillel say one may select in a regular fashion on Yom Tov into his lap or into a pot. The answer of Hanina of Antanaya said that Braisa is the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, who says that one can only soak until the refuse floats to the top.
V'hatani beishamay v'gamliel ha'yishoichim pilpulim v'reichayim shelahem m'mutu l'tchoin v'as l'bo. The Gemara asked by Braisa, the people of the house of Rabbi Gamliel would grind peppercorns in their millstones. Could it be permitted to grind but prohibited to select? Am Rabbi Yosef Rabun lehutra tochina kadarka. Rabbi Yosef Rabun answered that they actually grinded in an irregular fashion. The Gemara asked what's the source that one may not select, grind, or sift on Yom Tov. Rav Acha, quoting Rishim and Lokish, said that the Pasuk says in Shmos Yud Beis Pasuk Tezayin, no malacha may be performed on them, and the following Pasuk says, and you shall guard the matzos. We learn from here that only from the stage of kneading onwards is permitted, but before that is prohibited. Rabbi Yosi asked, is it not the phrase between these two phrases that teaches the permission to prepare food on Yom Tov? Rabbi Yosi lo amakein, ela Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rishim ben Lakish, ach אשר יאכל לכל נפש ולבדו יעשה לכם, עד ושמעתם את המצוות. The Gemara answers that rather Rabbi Yossi quoted Shimon Levi differently. The pasuk says, "Except you may make for yourself that which every person eats," and the following pasuk says, "And you shall guard the matzahs." Tani chizke upalek achu levadai hawi elu miutim shla yiksa v'la yitchoin v'liyake v'yamtev. Chizke says in the Brisa, "Except and that alone exclude reaping, grinding, and sifting on yamtev." Rav Zeira, Rav Chiya bar Ashi. B'shem Rav, HaMashameh Chai Meshum Baira. Rav Zeira and Rechei Ba'ashi quoting Rav said that one who is Meshameh, he strains wine from sediment on Shabbos or Yom Tov, he's liable. And Rav Zeira, L'mistavra D'la Meshum Mirakid. Rav Zeira said it's more logical to say that it's the Malacha of sifting. Rav Yoina, Rav Yosa, Trehoin Amrin, V'kadmisa, Avin and Amrin, Yerus, Amr Rav Zeira, Ma Mirakid, Kemach Manamatan, V'sos Manamalon, Af Meshameh Yai Manamatan, V'shomah Manamalon. Rabbi Yonah Rabbi Yosef said that originally we said that Rabbi Zeira was correct. Just as with sifting, the flour is below and the coarse flour is on top, so too, when one does meshameh, the wine is below and the sediment is on top. But Avin and Amrin klum, lama huta mechlal beira v'huta mechlal shimur, huta mechlal beira, beira kadarka v'cheike v'tamchui, huta mechlal shimur, avar noisin v'tliya v'yomtev v'lehuta mechlal harkada. However, we were wrong, as we see that one may not perform merake, but one may strain wine. And this shows that straining is boira, selecting, rather than sifting. Boira is permitted as one may select in the regular fashion into one's lap or a pot. Straining is permitted as one may put wine into a strainer on Yom Tov. Da'amu b'chanina, ba'ayaka b'shem Rav Yehuda, ein shenu sakemach, ava markidim la'choyri hanafa. As a b'chanina, ba'ayaka quoted Rav Yehuda saying that one may not sift for a second time on Yom Tov, or one may sift to the back of a sifter. In terms of Mishnah Marakid, who Yehei Osa. So if you say that Meshameh is liable for sifting, it will be prohibited on Yom Tov. Am Rabbi Yosef Rabun, Diloikein, Diloikei Rabbi Yehuda, the Tani, Mishem Rabbi Yehuda, Af Machshir Eichon Nefesh Etiru. Rabbi Yosef Rabun said that the statement we have in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, that one may sift through the back of a sifter, does not follow the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, as the Brisa teaches that Rabbi Yehuda says that they even permitted preparation for food preparation. According to the Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, we have a question. May one sift for the second time through the back of a sifter? We come now to the next Mishnah. Beishamai say, one may only send portions of food on Yom Tov that are ready to eat. Beisil will say that one may send animals, wild animals and birds, whether alive or slaughtered. Meshalchin yeinoy sushmanu meslasim, avaloi tvua, Rabbi Shimon matir betvua. One may send wines, oils and fine flowers, but not grains, as they may not be ground on Yom Tov. Rabbi Shimon permits sending grains. The Gemara says, Vakasha al de beishamai, yirchadoy lemutu leshalcha, gedi katan osu leshalchai. The Gemara asked a question, according to Beis Shammai, may one send a large thigh but not a small kid? Rav Yehuda said that it's not logical to say that according to Beis Hillel he may carry the animal on his shoulders as it looks like weekday activity, rather he may pull the animal along. Some explain that Rav Yehuda is referring to the opinion of Beis Shammai, they are only prohibited carrying live animals but they permit pulling them along. Ma bin Moshchei lehilichai, ma bin Moshchei lehashkosei. The reason that it's permitted to pull along is that one also pulls along his animal to take it to drink, so it doesn't look suspicious. Rav Yosha, Rabba Amar, Rav Yehuda, Nasiya, Shamas Me'avicha, Tana Goyles, Mutter Letaltala. Rav Yosha, Rabba asked Rav Yehuda Hanasi, did you hear from your father whether or not it's permitted to move a chicken on Yom Tov? Ma'im Ha'isa Mochenes Veshchita, Muteres, Ve'im Lavasur. Rav Yehuda replies, it's known that if it's ready for slaughtering, it's permitted, otherwise it's not, so why are you doubtful? Aren't all chickens ready for slaughtering? The answer is no. His question was in a case when it's definitely set aside for laying eggs rather than slaughtering. Rav Yehuda answered that in that case it will be prohibited. Rav Yehuda whispered it to Rav Yehoshia. Rav Yehoshia asked him why you were whispering it. Rav Yehuda responded, just as I heard it from my father in a whisper, I'm telling it to you in a whisper. Tani Mishalchin Chitin, Jain Machel, Sisiois, Po Shu Machel, Nidiois, Nadiois, Sa'im, Jain Machel Behema. The Baisa says that one may send wheat in the form of Asisiois, which is a dish that contains whole wheat seeds, whole beans that are eaten by Ludians, and barley that is animal fodder. These may be sent, right? This follows Rabbi Shimon, who holds that animal fodder is not muksa. Lai kein tani mishem Rabbi Shimon, lachon nefesh hashem, af nefashois behema bechal. Wasn't it taught in the name of Shimon, the pasuk says in Shemais, Yud Beis pasuk tezayin, to all souls, and this includes even the souls of animals, means it is permitted for animal food. Afia du Rabbi Shimon, keshitas Rabbi Akiva rabbi, kamad Rabbi Akiva, ama lachon nefesh, af nefashois behema bechal, kein Rabbi Shimon, ayim lachon nefesh, af nefashois behema bechal. Rabbi Shimon follows the Bekiva, his teacher's opinion, just as the Bekiva said that to all souls includes the souls of animals, so Rabbi Shimon agrees.